Well over 10,000 Hmong moved to the United States after receiving clearance from the U.S. last year. Of the 3,000 refugees who came to Wisconsin, around 240 moved to the La Crosse area. They were from Wat Tham Kabo, a Buddhist temple in Thailand that serves as a makeshift refugee camp. Many came to join family who already live here. That includes 33-year-old Hu Lee, his wife, and their three children. Lee's mother and stepfather have lived in the La Crosse area for 10 years. Hu Lee says his family moved to the Coulee region in search of a better life. He says there's nothing more important to him than the future of his three children, ages 6, 8, and 10. Lee speaks through an interpreter.
I'm so happy that I'm the father and my wife's the mother. We can bring our kids to the United States. It's the country, their opportunity. So I hope that in the future, my kids be able to attend the school, get higher education, and we might have a better life in the future. It's not like Thailand and no hope at all.
A majority of Hmong refugees 18 years or older are employed, including Hu Lee and his wife. They both work manufacturing jobs at a local furniture plant, earning around $14 an hour. Mostly all of the Hmong refugee families have found their own housing in the La Crosse area. And there are still more Hmong at Wat Tham Kabo, waiting for their chance to move to the United States as well. Steve Rice from Wisconsin Public Radio.